The cities of Mukilteo and Edmonds filed an appeal this week to an important FAA decision, the one allowing commercial flights out of Payne Field. As in, fly to Vegas via Everett. That could be a real option in the next couple of years. But not if the cities surrounding the airport can put a stop to it. As KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports, this conflict has been brewing for decades.
After almost 3 years, the FAA study approved commercial flights at Payne Field in December. And the debate? It goes back more than 20 years. Mukilteo Mayor Joe Marine's office sits 500 or so feet from the airport, where Boeing houses its massive factory.
We're in the flight path right here. In fact, I will be shocked if while we're sitting here you don't see a plane fly over or hear it. You may not see it today. It's a little overcast.
We kept talking. 90 seconds later, I had just asked why he was against commercial air at Payne Field.
Do I still need to answer the question? No.
He laughs, but he says, really, he's okay with airplane noise. It's the sound of the economy rolling. That's because he needs Boeing. He says commercial flights out of Payne Field stress him out, not because of noise, but mostly because he's afraid Boeing might leave. He pictures a flight to Vegas, holding up a Boeing test flight. Boeing, meanwhile, says commercial air won't impact its operations. Marine does also worry some about noise and pollution and an overall changing region. The FAA study looked at two commercial gates and two airlines.
There's a lot of information coming out from the other side that says, oh, it'll never expand. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Well, I'm just not going to take their word that, oh, don't worry.
Marine is convinced more and more airlines will come in. However, the FAA study says that if a third airline wants to come, it'll have to conduct another review. So it's not a free-for-all. But Marine is very worried about future growth. And he says driving aerospace away isn't just crazy talk.
Talk to Detroit. They thought, you know, the automakers would never leave. Okay, well, they did. But it isn't that they stopped building cars. They just built them somewhere else.
I have absolutely no worry.
Over at Everett City Hall, Mayor Ray Stephenson shakes his head at the idea that commercial air service would somehow push Boeing out. He says aerospace is way too entrenched in the area. Payne Field is big. The industry there cranks out more than $19 billion worth of business every year. And Stephenson says the notion that commercial air would expand and bring property values down, also, in his opinion, bogus.
Dozens of aerospace suppliers, BF Goodrich, for example, the Boeing company and its use, its physical and geographic location, this clearly will not be SeaTac North.
Plus, he fully believes a regional airport would actually attract business to the area, like some companies that right now won't move in because there's no regional airport. SeaTac, he says, is a pain to get to. Stephenson says if he has to go to Spokane or Portland, it's easier to drive. He worries this FAA appeal will further slow what already feels like progress at a snail's pace. Allegiant Air has officially expressed interest. Horizon Air says it'll be there too if Allegiant is, just to stay competitive. But if the appeal takes a year, will Allegiant still be interested then? That's Stephenson's worry. And what about the public? At least a few are torn. Ron Nugent is a real estate agent. He was sitting back enjoying his coffee at Starbucks in Everett this week when I asked him his take on commercial flights out of Payne Field.
That's a tough question.
He lives in Edmonds, and he'd just shown a potential homebuyer a property nearby. Nugent worries noise will be a problem, but he also believes commercial air could bring jobs.
Progress is good, but it can be also too deflating if you're a homeowner. So that's basically what I have to add. It's a double-edged sword.
Snohomish County still has to conduct its own environmental review, and the county expects to hire a consultant in the next couple of weeks. And in the long run, it's still unclear who would pay for a new terminal at Payne Field. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.